Pope Benedict XVI says we should keep in mind that when we hear about the kingdom of God, it's not so much a place or a destination as it is a person. That Jesus is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And so he is the object of our pursuit. And so this very vivid image that the gospel gives us, these two little parables. One man just happens upon this as he's in the field, this great treasure. Not necessarily looking for it, but finds it. When he finds it out of joy, he goes and sells everything so he can have this gift that he found. And the other one, the merchant, the one who regularly sells pearls, is familiar with them, but seemingly unsatisfied as he keeps looking for more, for the greater one, for the best one, and finally finds that pearl of great price. Again, selling everything for that one thing. How often are we like that merchant, growing accustomed to how things are and being okay with it? Do we really go deeper looking for that best thing, or are we settled for the mediocrity of what we're used to? How many of us get blinded by our normal course of events and we're not looking for that treasure? Our hearts, our minds aren't open to come across that thing that's worthy of selling everything that I have once I come across it. This object that we find that's worth everything, is that our attitude towards Jesus? And does our life reflect it? That we have, out of joy, sold everything that we have, all our dreams, all our hopes, all our desires, all of our sorrows, all of our pain, all our misery, our wounds, everything. Have we gotten rid of everything because we found the one thing? This is what the gospel invites us into, this kingdom of God, this relationship with Jesus Christ. And then there's great prophet Jeremiah, who says he found the word of God. And when he says, when I found the word, I devoured it. It became the joy and the happiness of my heart. Can we say that? It's the same thing. Jesus is the kingdom, and Jesus is the word of God. But Jeremiah found the word of God. And Jeremiah is a great prophet. If you've ever tried to share the gospel with someone and they rejected you, Jeremiah should be your friend. And if we know the story, called from a young age, he didn't want to be a prophet. The Lord kind of forced him, said, you'll be okay, do it. Called to be the prophetic voice of the truth to the leaders of the faith who had given themselves over to idolatry and infidelity, was ostracized, was put into a pit, left for dead. And today he's lamenting to his mother. But then he says, I found the word. I devoured it. It became the joy and happiness of my heart. But he's still lamenting the effect of his life as a prophet. But the Lord says, if you repent, if you return and allow me to restore you, you will never fall. And this is the confidence that we have as we find the one thing. When we find Jesus Christ, the Word of God. And as Catholics, we don't have to go searching because he is here. In the Holy Eucharist, the Word of God, the pearl of great price, is here. Have we sold everything for Jesus in the Eucharist? Have we gotten rid of all the extras in our lives? And have we said, yes, Lord, you are enough for me? And Jeremiah, for all of you, the laity, who are called to be prophets in the world by the virtue of your baptism, you are a prophet. Whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not, you are called to be a prophet. God expects it. God expects your voice to ring out his word in the world. And you will face opposition. You can guarantee that. But if this, the sacrifice of the Holy Mass, is the center of your life, if this is the pearl of great price, like the Lord told Jeremiah, you will not fall. Return, restore, allow the Lord to be enough, being everything for you. We are in search. Jeremiah was in search and he found the word. We are in search and we have found the pearl of great price. The world is searching as well. You may be that reluctant prophet as Jeremiah was, but you're still called out into the world. Ask for that grace to do so with fervency, but with joy. And you have found the pearl of great price. You have sold everything for Jesus. The world needs that witness. Find the Lord anew this evening in the Holy Eucharist. Ask Jesus to be the joy and the happiness of your heart.